Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you, and welcome to the December, the first edition for December of Walking on the Sidewalk Horizon Oracle Journeys. I am Kevin Baird, your host for the show tonight. As every night, have gone through a lot of scheduling changes and ways of doing things and that kind of stuff. So here I am starting anew. So as you guys know, and for you guys who are new, I'm a psychic medium and I have been for about 15 or 20 years. I was reading in my early days and stages using the Rider-Waite tarot images, the 78 different cards with the major arcana and the minor arcana, and then with, the death card and the magician and the eight of wands and the two of cups and all that. But as I continued reading with those cards, there were certain cards that kept coming up that would show up in companionship with other cards, almost like, oh, this one can't show up without that one. So it's almost like, the Fool kept showing up with the Death card, or the Five of Cups kept showing up with the Ten of Coins. And those talk about, even though these are crazy situations, it's colored with something that could be very helpful that will develop something that's going on in your future. Well, as those images and those cards with their companion cards kept showing up, I started getting imagery that would be associated with it that melted an image of those two cards, whatever the companion cards were, into a single image. And that's where my Horizon Oracle deck came from. When I started seeing companion images working with other cards, there was an image that came through a metamorphosis or evolved from those two images into a single image, and that has turned into the 111 images that go into my Horizon Oracle deck. Now, for you guys who are listening in archive, you can go to www.templeofgaia.com and then click on the Horizon Oracle card that's right there, and it will jump you to a card list of all the images that are associated with my card deck here. So, and you guys who are in the chat room, I posted a link there, so you can follow along as I go along. Some of you who are in the chat room are also in the call queue. I'm about to get to you guys here in the call queue in just a second, but just giving you guys all a heads up that you can find the images for the cards by going to templeofgaia.com/horizon_oracle or just clicking on the Horizon Oracle image on the main page. So I'm going to go with my first caller for area code 510510. Are you there?
I am here. My name is Cheryl. I'm calling from California.
Hello, Cheryl. How can I help you?
Hi. I was wondering if you can see what kind of job opportunities might come up for me. I have been looking for a job for a while, and I'm hoping the new year will bring one.
Okay. All right. So if you have pen and paper, write down these numbers, 1128 and 1130. And I shuffled the Dickens out of my cards, and it's just funny that the 11-28 came up and is being followed by the 11-30 card. The 11-28 card is about drive, and if you're at my website and that you're looking at the list, you know, through the Horizon Oracle, it shows an individual who is helping four other individuals get to a destination. So this talks about you being in some kind of support capacity to where you will help other people be able to achieve their destinations, their goals, their outcomes, the things that they want to realize, and that it would be through your help. Then with the second card, the 11-30 card, and the title for this card is Rituals, it shows a person working with a mortar and pestle. And this is a person who is really working on a tonic, or it can be meditation, it can be exercise, it can be fixing your favorite dish, whether it's lasagna or tofu with a vinaigrette, or it can be many things. The Rituals card asks, because these cards are facing you, both the Drive card and the Rituals card, when they're facing you, it's about you. When they're facing away from us in the reading, it's about the people, situations, and things that are going on around you. But this is in your face, basically. And the Rituals card is asking you to remember to take time out for yourself. You know, don't suspend personal quality time, which is what the Rituals card talks about. Don't suspend or cancel personal quality time that you have been planning for some time, and it would help you sort of like get grounded and clear your mind and that kind of stuff, whether it's jogging or fixing something in the kitchen or painting something or composing, whatever. The Rituals card is sort of like pointing the finger at you and saying you need to be selfish for at least an hour. So the Drive card says that you will be helping other people, but you need to secret yourself away to sort of be selfish for a little bit. You know, like, don't always be sacrificing yourself for others. By you doing that, you give yourself a charge, an energy, a confidence, an air that the people that you'll be helping will see, realize, and take in as one to where they feel comfortable with you because you're comfortable in your situation. If you don't take time out to get your head cleared so you can be the full-on person for this support situation, then it's just not going to be 100%.
Mm-hmm.
See? So that's what I see for you. Now, I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 9 days to like 90 days out. I'm seeing next 2 weeks. Like, something's going to take place because our guys up in Washington have to shore up some kind of fiscal cliff resolution or whatever kind of stuff, and I see that happening in the next week, and that once that takes place, then there's going to be like a cash flow that's just going to be a flood over the nation, and that things are going to start happening then. So I would say, you know, take out the personal time if you can, next couple of days, or save it for the weekend coming up. But I see you being full-on crazy busy coming up next week, and that you would be invited into a situation where you would be working for someone, organization, situation, client, to where there would be a shamrock or a four-leaf clover, or there would be a clover message or something, or it could be on Clover Avenue. It could be Clover Incorporated or something. I get the word clover. Now, I'm also seeing the image of the three-leaf clover, like you would see like in the card deck for the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be near a casino or someplace to where they sell card games, or that they play card games or something, or that there's a poker deck that's associated with it in some way also. That's what I'm getting for you. So listen to, like, you're listening to me now and you're getting the best of what you can, but you're going to need to go back and listen to this in archive. So that way you can sit and listen to yourself mention things to me and also listen to me tell you a few times about the things that you can expect to see, because I do get information that tends to happen within the next couple of days. I've had it happen within 5 minutes, 90 seconds really, from some of the readings that I've had, and I feel like this is going to turn around really quickly for you. And that's
what May I ask, do you see me connecting with this position through an ad on the internet or by some other means?
By some other means.
Okay.
And it's the places that you've applied to already that you have dismissed and forgotten about that will be coming back to you.
So it's something that I may have applied to on the internet that will find me again.
Also,
it may hold on to my resume.
I see it really as being connected to someone that you've spoke about or spoke to that you're trying to get a job, even though you didn't feel that they would have a connection to helping you with employment, and they would just happen to mention you to someone else. It would be a grapevine kind of thing is how I see it.
Okay. I understand. Well,
and the name Jillian. Is the
Jillian?
Name Jillian? Yes.
Okay.
Hi, remember me? I'm Jillian. We talked, you know, a couple of weeks ago about, you know, the corn futures or whatever, something like that.
Okay. Don't know a Jillian yet, but
I'm
going to some function, so I may encounter her there. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
you got me
Cheryl. Excited. Yeah. Hey,
thanks
thank
for
you
calling.
So much. Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, now we're looking at area code 224. How can I help you, and what is your name?
Hello.
Area code 224.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Jill.
Jill, how are you?
I'm okay. Do I ask you a question?
You can, or you can just do general message.
Okay, general message. How's that?
Yeah, because what I do is I give people a heads up the stuff they can expect to see so they can spend time thinking about it, so when it happens they can react to it with forethought.
Okay.
I was really good at that when I was in the Army. Like I would mention something to a superior or something about how this looks like it's going to be a problem. And he's like, well, what do you think would fix it? And I would say, oh, X, Y, or Z. But no one would ever anticipate that there would be a problem. And then all of a sudden it's a problem. The manager or the sergeant takes the solution that I came up with, solves the problem, and he looks great for it. And therefore treats me very nicely too. So I was just talking about this with somebody else earlier, so that's why it's sort of on my mind. So, Jill, general message for you, is an interesting one. If you have
not
pen
good,
and paper...
Right?
Yeah.
What?
If you have pen and paper.
Okay, 1 second, Jimmy, 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
two,
gave me a turkey, and now I'm trying to put it in the freezer, and everything's falling out. So,
Lord,
that's what
okay. Well, you can go back and listen in archive if you want to.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me find something here. Okay, just start talking. That might work.
Sure. So the first card that I've drawn for you is the Spirit Audience card, and it's associated with the time 101, and that can be 101 a.m. or 101 p.m.
Okay.
Now, in this image, it shows a shadow of an individual, but in the background are like 1,000 faces with eyes, noses, and smiles, looking on as this person lives their life and does what they do.
Okay.
So when this card comes up, and it's facing you, by the way, when this card comes up, it says that you have a host of people and angels and saints in spirit very intrigued with what's going on in your life.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that you are doing the work, you know, of a saint, of an angel, of a, you know, someone who's out there who affects so many lives. So you can go back to the Horizon Oracle page and get an idea on what the image looks like later if you're not able to do that right now. But this says that you have a lot of angels and saints and people who have passed away, whether they passed away in the last, you know, 2 weeks or 200 years, that are in your bloodline. This talks about how you are sort of like the champion of the family.
And thank that you. They, I, you know, I'm totally getting everything you're saying.
Yeah. So they're very happy with the work that you're doing. So the next card that follows this is the double duty card. And it's associated with the time 807. And that's for the people who are listening out there where they can scroll down through the pages or the images. 807. And this card is facing away from you. And it shows an image of someone who is juggling two gears. And then each gear is companioned by either the sun or the moon.
Okay.
And this talks about double duty is like working night and day kind of stuff. That's why I designed this image the way that it looks. And that the gears are in there, they're a mechanism that communicates that this is something that can turn and produce something again and again and again and again and again. The gears keep turning and things keep getting produced and outcomes happen. And then the gears turn and then things get produced and then outcomes happen. So it's like a mechanism that continues to produce something. So this can be about you looking for work and that the work finds you instead of you finding it. So,
okay, soon.
Or it can be, yes. And it can also be about one to where you've been busy with your stuff and then something's going to happen to where someone else isn't going to be able to carry their load and that you're going to have to pick up their part of it as well. That's what the title for the double duty image is about.
Okay.
So you're going to be picking up somebody else's workload, basically. Now, because this is being followed by the Spirit Audience card associated with the time 101, it says that you got angels that are putting this stuff in your face because they are going to like, they know they're going to like the outcome once you've had a chance to work at it.
Okay.
So it's homework for you.
Okay.
If you see what I'm saying, Jill.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yeah, can I ask you something different a little bit?
Sure.
I have two wicked steps and two wicked sisters, two wicked sisters. Do you see them doing anything terrible to me?
Cinderella type?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Cinderella?
Yes, there you go. I'm Cinderella and they're my wicked sisters.
Well, the universe is going to take care of them because I'm looking at the Storms card associated with the time 319. And it's facing away from you in this reading that I'm doing for you. And when cards face away from us in the readings, it's about the people, situations, and things around you. Now, the Storms card can talk about something that's very dramatic that has to be political and within the family and, you know, people with dramas and that kind of thing. Or it can be an actual physical meteorological kind of storm.
Okay.
Now, I don't know where you are in the U.S., but that all that crap that was happening, you know, out on the West Coast is going to finish its business there and then work its way across the U.S. It's already starting to do.
I'm in Illinois. I'm right in the middle. So am I safe?
Yes.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, this affects them.
Okay.
This affects them.
Okay.
So this storm, or after the storm, you could see your concerns about these people you're worried about or fearful about resolving itself on its own or through an act of fate.
Okay.
And where are you in Illinois, general, or just geographically? Because I'm in southern Illinois.
I'm up here, actually. Do you know where Waukegan is?
That's around or outside of Chicago area, I believe.
Right. I'm like actually North Chicago, which is not. I'm 12 miles from the state line, right on Lake Michigan.
Oh.
Wisconsin state line.
Okay, mercy.
Where
I
are
think
you?
That you got you. I'm down in near Carbondale and Marion.
Okay.
Southern Illinois University area.
Okay, I've been there. Farmland?
Yes.
Okay.
Wide open spaces. Land is spreading out so far and wide. Keep
yeah,
Manhattan,
I've been there.
Just give me that countryside.
Yep, I've been there.
Green Acres.
Yep, I've been there.
So watch for the storm. Once the storm hits, and it could be to where you guys get a couple of inches over the next week or two or in a month, and that's when you're... Like, you could see your companionship with these two wicked sisters resolving itself.
I don't know. They're pretty wicked.
You have to trust.
Okay.
Because storms sometimes change the moods and the attitudes of the people that are around us.
Okay.
So trust that. All right, Jill, I think that we're done.
Thanks
for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm looking for area code 949. Are you out there, and how are you?
Hi. Yes, I am. My name is Selena. I'm just calling for a general read, but I did want to mention to you that I called once before, maybe about a month ago, and it was like at the end of the radio show, and it was like the last 5 minutes or something, and then
Sure. What
you said was that that for something was going to happen and for me to listen, and so it's like I looked for it all weekend and nothing happened, and it happened right when I was coming home. Something occurred, my girlfriend called me about and told me about, and I had to listen, so I just wanted to mention that.
All right. Awesome. Sometimes it doesn't happen exactly.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah,
generally.
I mean, it happened right at the end of what you said. You said it would happen that weekend. I mean, it was still the weekend, so.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was calling just for, what's
sure.
to come here in the next couple of weeks in general.
All right. And you have your pen and paper, right?
Yes.
Or you could just listen and archive. All right, the first card that's up is the Waiting card, W-A-I-T-I-N-G, and it's associated with the time 7:37, and this card is facing away from you. And it shows an individual who is out front of their mill house. You can see the little wheel for grinding wheat or oats or whatever it is that they make. And they are out front of their mill house with the rake, raking the front yard. Across the road from them is a wide open space of, farmland that doesn't have any crops. Now, the message in this is that the person is keeping themselves busy until something else comes along that they need to take care of. But they are spending time doing the busy work, and raking is a busy work, folding laundry is a busy kind of work, cleaning out the refrigerator, tidying up the garage is a busy work kind of thing. This is a necessary thing to happen, because when you're out there doing that busy work kind of stuff, whether it's in the garage, the front yard, kitchen, basement, you will happen upon a physical thing, or you'll come across something mentally that you had forgotten about, that you wanted to do, and that it was something that very much inspired you, but somehow, because you got distracted by something in the past, you totally forgot about it. So when the Waiting card comes up, it's inviting you to get very busy doing busy work. And this is stuff that no one else would do, and they would say, gosh, it's like, do you do that? Can I pay you to come to my house and do that? Whether it's, you know, doing windows or, you know, whether you're counting the fibers in the carpet or something. You know how sometimes people get really snarky when they see you doing something that they just want to make fun of? It's like, oh, you're sweeping.
Right.
Can I get you to come to my house and sweep too? I tell
right.
people, it's like, if you want to pay my rate, absolutely. And then that shuts them up straight away. But, yeah, this is saying you have something out there that you've done, you've thought of. You have it out on your mental sort of like tack board, but somehow it's covered over by a great drawing of a person who's walking on, you know, a sunny day, and it was drawn by a third grader, and there's a dog, a stick dog, and a stick person with the, you know, the curly hair or whatever, and this little piece of artwork is blocking this idea that you had pinned to this tack board also. So it's a mental thing. We have so many things that are upstairs. The older you are, the more things you got on that mental tack board kind of stuff. That's why, you know, I always wondered why our older gray people would, I'd see them just start laughing to themselves, and I thought there was senility or something. I know they're just playing back some tape of some memory that they remember from some time ago and just taking it as like a mental pharmaceutical in a way. But we also have those ideas that are pinned into those places in memory that can be helpful towards our future as well. So you have something out there that is going to either give you sort of like a gratification or closure to something that you've been looking to have closure for some time. And that's what the waiting card talks about. It gets us busy doing the busy work until the other things that come to pass or germinate and turn into something that would be productive and helps us move along in the path of life, if you see what I'm saying. Along with this path of life is the past lives card, PASTLIVES, and it's associated with the time 359. I'll just give you guys out there a chance to scroll down and have a look at it, and this card is facing away from you. I'm going to take a quick swig of water. And meanwhile, in the background, my video off of YouTube, the telephony guided, or telepathy guided meditation. And it's a piece that I composed real time to where it's like the busy work that I was talking about, to where you just sit down and you get on the keyboard and you touch the keys that you feel inspired to touch. And I'll post it somewhere later. but it is the same thing. Just getting on the keyboard and just doing something that really doesn't go into a place that ends up being a product that you can go back and access, except for in this case, it is a video, but it's just doing the busy work. Now, coming back to the past lives card, and this is facing away from you. And again, it's associated with the time 359. And I'm moved in a profound way seeing how the past lives card facing away from you is working with a waiting card facing away from you as well. Usually, in these conditions, and since I'm the composer of the Horizon Oracle deck, I have sort of like a creative license to go a step further. But working with the waiting card and the past lives card is that it looks like you've been waiting a lifetime for something to come to pass. There's something that happened to you back when you're about 9 years old. And it has to do with you seeing a friend, a neighbor kid or something, hurt themselves pretty badly. And it has stayed with you for some time. You may not be able to think of it right now, and it will come to you later. But this friend who got hurt, it's not that they're dead or anything. It just might be that they stubbed a toe or they started bleeding really bad, and it caused all the mothers in the area to just go in hysterics, and bobby pins are flying everywhere as people are rushing to get Band-Aids or whatever. This was a parallel event to something that happened to you in a past life that goes back, I feel it goes back to, like, do you collect Mexico or Mexican or, like, Aztec art?
I have. I've been to Mexico a lot, and I have those, some little figures and stuff, something of the dead or whatever. I don't forgot the name of it. But you
That's
talked about me. Okay. I just remember about the time you were saying about an event that happened. Around 8 or 9 years old, a girl fell out of off the fifth floor of her. I used to live in New York, out of an apartment building. And but that's not where I thought you were going with the past lives things. But
No. It is. It
okay.
is. This person that hurt themselves died in that time back in like the 13th century when you lived then. And that they, it could be that they fell from a building or that they fell in battle or something. It could be that you were a male then or you could have been a female or whatever. But this person
right.
who fell, this person who fell came with you into this life and that they fell again in front of you playing the same role to help you reconnect to that memory that goes back to that I think I said 14th century. There's something that goes back to that time, and it has something to do, I would say, like it's like 13, and it has 1, 3, 4, 42. So if you ever see 142, and that's the 1342, if you look at military time or whatever, and I don't mean to go on and on about this, but 142 connects you to 1342, and this is a past life number for you, 142. So when that number shows up for you, whether it's you're looking at the clock or it's like, oh, my God, what time is it? I'm supposed to be somewhere at 2. And you look at the clock and it says 142. Or that you go and you buy something and you hand them a $10 bill and they give you $1.42 back. That's a connection back to that past life gateway that is with you in this life. So have you cut yourself recently within the last week or two? To where you bled a little bit?
I just burnt myself on Thanksgiving.
Okay. You're in that time right now. There's something that happened. It's likely that you passed in this time back in the 1342. This was a season of passing for you. And if you live and survive past this, then you have achieved and have dismissed a karma that the Asians look at, something that comes from a past life that you carried with you into this life. Like, so you're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, 30s?
I'm in my 50s.
Okay. So easily you can make it to 60 and 70 and all that kind of stuff. Make it past the next 6 months, and you're going to feel like a whole new person.
Mm-hmm.
You will be clearing out some past life karma, and it was all connected. Like, it began with that person that hurt themselves when you were 8 or 9, on up until now. Now, did this person who hurt themselves when they were 8 or 9, was it about this time of the year that they had fallen?
I have no idea. I just remember some little girl falling out the window that was a friend of mine back then. I don't remember anything else about her or her family.
Okay, that's okay. Sometimes things stick with us. So I got to witness one of my neighbor friends when I was 8 years old get ran over by a school bus right in front of me. His eyes got popped out of his head and everything, and I was there standing. My dad had to come out, pick me up, and carry me into the house. I just like stood like a zombie or whatever. But I don't remember what time of the year that had happened. Probably September, October, the spring maybe or whatever. But these are the things that sort of set with us and sort of flavor us, if you will, if that's something that's a positive thing, that sets sort of like the rhythm or the pulse for how we're going to be living our life over the next umpteen million years kind of thing. So you're doing the right thing. With looking at the past lives card and the waiting kind of thing, I would say go get yourself busy. If you have to, go rearrange the furniture in the spare bedroom or change the sheets or something. Do something that just keeps you busy doing this kind of stuff. Go ahead.
Well, I thought the waiting had something to do with me waiting in regards to a love. In the past lives thing, I thought it was more to do with him, from him being in my past life, that we have that connection.
It's very likely, but I have to tell you that I think that you're going to find yourself in like in a whole new kind of life, and that you're going to have a whole new type of love life process, mechanism, I guess, flow of how people appreciate you come the spring. Get through this season, and come the spring, whether something changes with your job, you play the lottery and win it, something's going to happen that will make you feel like a whole new person.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I feel that too.
And that's what 2012 is all about too. You know, right around now we got like what? We got 17 days left before 2012 or whatever, 2112. This is an age for the people who pay attention to that to transition to. Go
okay,
ahead,
so
Selena.
Just basically just keep myself busy for the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't be in a place to where if someone can give you something to do, you find your own work.
Right. Okay.
And when stuff happens, feel free to call in. I'm going to be here every Monday now.
Okay. Sounds good.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All
right. Okay, area code 565. Are you out there? Oops, let's try that again. Area code, I'm sorry, 765. 765. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what is your name?
My name is Margie.
Margie? How are you, Margie?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Good. How can I help
good.
You?
I think just a general reading would be great.
Sure. All right, straight away, I'm looking at the Understand card, and it's associated with the time 3 o'clock, and that can be 3 p.m. or 3 a.m. And the second card I'm looking at for you is the Empty card, associated with the time 4:41. In the Understand card, and it's facing away from you, and so is the Empty card. So this is about the people, places, and things around you.
Okay.
And with the Understand card, I don't know if you're able to get to my website and see the image that I'm looking at. It's okay if you're not. You can go back later and listen in an archive. But it shows an individual who is trying to explain something to someone else who has a blank stare on their face. And the message about this is that you are inspired about something, but not everybody else is, and it's asking you to not waste your energy on talking to people who don't have the same ambitions as you or aren't doing sort of like the same things that you are.
Okay. Okay.
So this is saying don't, you know, cast your pearls before swine. Don't, you know, waste your energy on people who aren't in the same line of ambition as you are, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Now, with the next card, the Empty card, associated with the time 4:41, facing away from you also, shows an individual who's holding like a cup or a can or something, and that they have it tipped so that it sort of spills the last drop that was contained within. Now, with the Empty card in reverse and facing away from you, it's about the people, places, and things that are around you, But this talks about someone who's close to you who is exhausted with what's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And things are not going as positively as they could be or as they have been before in the past. And with the understand, with this working in companion, with the understand card,
mm-hmm.
this says that there's nothing that you can tell them that will pull them out of their funk.
Oh. But this is, you're talking about a working companion?
Yes, it can be a working companion to where they just feel like, why do I bother? You know,
okay.
just nothing's going anywhere, nothing's
mm-hmm.
doing anything. And when I read for you guys who are here calling in, and also for my clients as well,
mm-hmm.
you guys are talking to me. I'm a unique individual. This is a unique situation to where you, as a unique individual, are speaking to me. I have a unique connection to heaven that allows the people who are working with me and I working with them to do angelic work that creates a transformation of their environment with the people and for them as well around them. So the advice that I give you guys is really stuff that's handed down from the guides within heaven or, you know, Mecca mm-hmm. or, you know, the higher places.
Yeah.
So me telling you about this empty card and about how this person just feels exhausted and why should I bother, by you
mm-hmm.
helping this person feel better about their life, you will happen upon positive things for yourself naturally as well.
Uh-huh.
So
huh.
when this person, you start talking with them about how they hate, you know, what, like, there's, why should I bother? We're not going to get promoted. We're going to be laid off any day now, just like all those other people. You know, how people can get when they start dooming and glooming.
Uh-huh.
This, like, I'm being told to, like, take this person to go play bingo or something, or go shopping, you know, and, or go to, like, a flea market or something, if that's in your area, or go and do something that is a distraction.
Okay.
To where you don't have to spend $1 zillion doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, like you can go to like a secondhand shop or something.
Just something fun and positive and uplifting spirits.
Yes, and that you will see it as you're driving around, and something, mm-hmm. little voice inside of you will say, this is where I should take my friend. You get them, you guys go there, and they'll find something that helps them feel better about their life, and you are the rock star in their life. So
hmm.
that's what I see as being outlined for you.
Okay.
And
hmm.
working with that, it will help them let go of a lot of things, and by us seeing the mistakes and problems that people go through, it helps us to let go of that also. So this is how you will gain in that process as well.
Okay.
All right, so
all
you
right.
have your work cut out for you.
Yes,
anything
I do.
Anything else, Margie?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'll be
nope.
here next week if you have any questions.
All right, well, thank you very much. Appreciate
okay.
it.
All righty, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 954, are you there?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, good. How can I help you?
Hi, I was just looking for General Reed.
Okay, and what is your name?
James.
James?
Yes.
All right, let's have a quick look. Okay, for what I see for you, first off, is the Vista card, V-I-S-T-A, and it's associated with the time 3:14. And it show, and it's reversed. So this is about the people, places, and things that are around you. And then the second card I'm looking at is the Time to Move card. And it's associated with the time 8:11. And it's facing away from you also, which is a good thing. Now, with the Vista card, it shows someone who's climbed up a tree to get a better look at the surrounding area. With the Time to Move card, it shows someone who's on top of a building that the foundation has split in half because of some kind of crazy earth thing. Could have been an earthquake or sinkhole or something that caused the ground under the building to separate. It wasn't because the building was too tall and that it split from the top. This is one to where the building sort of split at the foundation or the base, and that the two, and that the top sections of both sides of the building sort of like fell together and are creating each other from falling over. Meanwhile, this person is standing on top of the building, either dancing, that it's like, you know, I survived, I'm doing good, everything's fine, or that they're looking for help or some kind of thing. Now, these cards are facing away from you, and that's a very good thing. It's about someone, situation, or places around you. And for what I see in this, if you were in the market for buying some property or thinking about buying some property, it looks like someone's mortgage or someone's, you know, life is sort of like falling apart, and that they're looking for a new place to go to, and that they're just going to sort of like leave this behind or leave it at a cut rate deal or opportunity. So are you in the market? Are you shopping for property or something?
No, but I would love to move. I would love to move.
Okay. This is talking about a situation to where, because these cards are facing away from you, this tells me that there's going to be a situation that's going to happen that's related to someone or someplace around you that's going to be inviting you to move to a place that's better than where you are, and that they're going to be looking for companionship or something, or a rescue or some kind of thing. So wherever it is that you are and that you're looking to move, there's someone else who's also looking to move, and that you would be helping them move in some way. And by you helping them move, it will help you transition a move for yourself as well. So when you find someone who's in a dire situation and that they're looking to change their life by relocating to another place, you could see this as an opportunity for you to move into a new area as well. So it's not that you have to buy the property. It's one to where you could be moving into this opportunity that's being left behind because someone else has sort of like given up the ghost or the ship, or had just given up and wants to move somewhere else, back home or to the coast or whatever. This looks like it's going to work out to be an opportunity for you. So I've said a lot in the last couple of minutes, and that you can go back and listen and archive a couple of times to just really get the basics of what I'm talking about. And so whenever it starts to happen for you out in the world, and I see this happening through the holiday, like something will happen right around the holiday to where someone will get so, you know, peed off that they'll just want to walk away and leave something behind, and that this will be an opportunity for you to come in and sort of like assume the situation.
Okay.
So
okay.
Stay tuned.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, James. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Area code 386. Are you there?
Wow. Hello?
Yes. How can I help you? And your name?
My name is Sheena, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's going on, Sheena?
I'm going through a situation right now where I'm trying to, I just feel very alone because for a long time it's been a lot of negativity around me, and I'm trying to get rid of the negativity without feeling alone. I really don't have the support system that I do have is not being very supportive.
Half-assed.
So I'm trying to figure out what's going on, just spiritually or whatever, because I know it's not normal to feel by yourself when you have family and children.
Well, the thing is that your family was here to help you get here. Like your mom and your dad came together to make that vehicle which you are running around in, is that bag of bones that you have here, so you can be an example of joy for the people who really recognize you as joy. And not for the people who take you for granted. The thing is that there are people in the world who teach us how to be and how not to be, and where to be and where not to be. And it sounds like some of the people in your life are teaching you where not to be around them, but to maybe be somewhere else. And that they are not the end to the solution to help you feel better about your life. They are only just a part of your life. If you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
So did you just have
but
a breakup?
Yes. And it was very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is.
Right. Well, it sounds like you had a soulmate connection with them.
Maybe,
and
yeah.
With those bonds and their roots go very, very deep back through past lives. So it's possible that this person that you broke up with, you had a relationship with in a past life that might have gone back to the age of Egypt and the ages of Pharaoh. And now it's happening again.
But the thing about it is this person is not looking for what he, you know, he's a very good friend, a very good support system at times or whatever, but I think that what I'm looking for is more commitment, marriage, and things of that nature.
Well, friends like that who are in our lives are more like doctors for our hearts. They give us the tonic that we need to feel better for a time, but they are not there for a lifetime. They are there for a time, a season, or a reason. I've been through it myself, just so you know, so I speak from experience that everything lasts for a time, a season, or a reason, and that our heart bleeds. We bleed from our eyes and our ears and our fingertips, and why should I care about going into a whole new relationship if this is what I get to look for if it's happened from the past? The thing is that you're being sort of like weaned from being addicted to an experience that's like that. It's so wonderful. It's, you know, like ice cream. You can't eat ice cream every day, and some of our relationships are like ice cream, and that if you eat it every day or every hour, then you end up burning out on it, and you won't want to have it be any part of your life whatsoever, because it you just get burnt out on it. So this relationship for you that has just ended has ended so that you could be disconnected for this next opportunity that's going to be coming up for you, and that you would not have said yes to this new opportunity that's coming up for you if you were still in the relationship that you just came out of. So it has happened.
I'm just going to take that.
Say that again. You broke up.
What opportunity is that that's coming? Is it a new relationship?
It's one to where it's not straight away, it's not a right away kind of relationship kind of stuff. It's one to where it's got to get, like this experience that you've had is going to have to get cleared out. But the new one that's coming up for you is going to be in February, right around Valentine's Day. Because I'm looking at the 328 card, and the title for this card is Listening. And it shows someone who's looking at flowers. And that these flowers and that they're facing away from you says that there's going to be someone new coming into your life that's going to be giving you flowers at that time. And it's likely that there is someone who is already in your life who has been wanting and considering being a part of your life right now, but because you had such a bond with what was going on before that they did not even want to consider being a part of your life, and that they're just watching and waiting to see how you heal from this thing that has just passed.
Wow, that's amazing, because there is this young man that I have
I can't explain the feelings that I feel about this young man, and it's nothing that I've ever felt before. And it's so intense when we're together. And he's been exactly what you're saying. He's been not in my life, but kind of, you know, just around and wanting to see me. And I question myself a lot or whatever about his, you know, situation because of trust issues. But, you know, just what you said confirmed. And I'm not quite sure, you know, how it would turn out or whatever. But I do know one thing, that I know that the feelings are there and I know that they're mutual. And I just had a hard time accepting it because I just, I guess, you know, past issues.
Right. But now, is he an entertainer? Does he play music?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the talent card associated with the time, 7:45, and this shows someone who's demonstrating that they can juggle three things at the same time. So this is someone who is showing that they have a lot of talent and that they're a lot of fun and people like being around them and that they make a life for the people that are around them. You know, they are an experience. I think this is being outlined for you. I like what I'm looking at. Don't rush it.
He's 2 or 3 years younger than me, so I had a concern. And I have a daughter out of this last relationship. But he has a son, you know, but I was just a little more concerned of his, like, maturity level, if he's going to be just kind of like a step up from this last man that I've missed.
Well, let me tell you, it will not be the same, and that's an order for you to not look at it that way, okay? I'm telling you as like your, you know, sergeant or something, that it will not be this way. Let it work out the way that it wants to. Don't look for it. Don't try to manage it or shape it into something that's acceptable for you. Let him and his world shape you. Just go with
what
the flow.
That?
Go with the flow.
Okay.
No rules, no regulations.
It's hard because I'm a warrior and I like to control things, and it's so hard for me to go like with the flow. I don't know why. I just have to relax a little bit and just smile and be beautiful like I am. But
good. Go get your finger. Go get your nails done. Go get a mani-pedi. It's the holidays. Okay?
If you don't mind me asking, do you have any, is there any people around me, or family members that have passed on that have any messages for me in this difficult time? Just for encouragement.
They, like, there's someone who thinks you should do more ironing. Like, the person who was always after you to fold your clothes or to hang things up. It's a neat person. It's someone who's was always, you know, combing your hair. They would grab you, you know, by your hair as you're, like, running through the house as a child, because your hair wasn't combed or something like that. That's what I'm seeing. So it could have been at the church or at your house or whatever. This is someone who was always wanting to help you focus on what, you know, defines you by having the perfect looking clothes, not having a bunch of wrinkles. And this is someone who's just very focused about life. And I think that's what you're channeling. Like how you want everything to be perfect and that you worry about something, it's likely that you're intuitive and that you're hearing the words from this person who had passed away, and that they want you, okay, and that they want you to be perfect also, and you sort of like hear them carrying on and on and on and on about this being right and this being right and this being right, but you've not been listening to them, but you've sort of like been half listening to them, and that's why you worry, but you're not sure what you're worrying about. It's your mom trying to talk to you, but she's talking to you with energy and not words. See?
That is like that, you know, that's so true. That is so true. Wow. I wonder, you know, because there was some moments where my mom wasn't around and things happened to me. And I had sort of like a, we had this relationship where I was angry with her. And because she left me, I felt to be somewhat abused and mistreated, and I never could let those feelings go.
Well, see, the it might have been something she couldn't help, and that it was sort of planned, you know, God forbid, teach you how to be stronger and to help the people who are in your life right now to never have to face that again. And that sometimes we have to learn the lessons the hard way so we can teach those lessons we learned the hard way so that other people can understand it in an easier way or fashion.
When people pass away, do they understand after the fact when they leave this earth and then go to the next level or wherever it is they go, do they start to understand your actions as a child? Because what I want my mother to know is that I was coming from a place of anger.
They do. I had a chance to work with a client whose aunt had passed away, and that the client spoke Farsi, but I didn't know it at the time. And this was a phone reading. And I told the client, I said, there's someone here who's telling me something that I need to tell you. I don't know what it is, but they're telling me to tell you this. And I said, they're saying, like, Shuhura Uma Agarhuradash. And that, you know, that isn't what they said, but it's something that was close to that. And the client was quiet for a little bit. And I said, what did I say? And she said, you told me I was going to hell in my language. And then I said, well, that couldn't have been the whole story. And I waited, and I got a little more information, and that they said, like, Ruhuda Maha Hurida Hurada. And the client then said, oh, my gosh, that's what my uncle does for a living. And then she says, oh, no, I know who's saying that I'm going to hell. It's my aunt, who was worried about going to hell about 6 months ago before she had passed away, and that she invited me to her house, and this is the client talking about her aunt, invited her to her house to eat and talk about how she was worried about going to hell. So without telling you the whole details about the reading, what we found out is that this aunt was in heaven, or is in that space between here and heaven, and that she still had some unfinished business to get resolved, and that she was worried about going to hell. And I had the client just say some prayers and talk about, you know, how the aunt was good and that she's not going to go to hell and that kind of stuff. For you, when you say aloud to your mom, but even though she's passed away, she can hear what you're saying. And like, I can get a little bit of something of what she's saying. It's that long, child, you know, if I could only tell you what I can see now, child. And that she's, like, combing your hair when she's got you, like, in her lap, and that you guys are looking out the window, the sun's setting or something, like it's the end of the day, and that you've come in from playing outside or something, and that you're thinking about school the next day and that kind of stuff, and that she's there combing your hair, and that she's got, you know, her left hand's got, like, a hard grip on your head while the comb is working and that kind of stuff, and that you can feel the warmth of the air and that kind of stuff. She is stuck because she feels like there's some unfinished things that need to happen. And ghosts, spirits, when they are stuck between here and heaven, they need to see some things that happen so it can give them some closure and so they can finish whatever business they have stuck in their heads, whether they can have heads in between here and heaven, so they can get some unfinished business and then move on to the next level of what it is that they're supposed to know. Now, she is talking about how there is a baby girl that's going to be coming into the picture pretty soon. So I don't know if it's you that's pregnant, or like you have a sister or a cousin or someone who's pregnant that's still part of your bloodline or something, but there's a baby girl that's in the future, very soon, within like the next year. And I get that. Okay. And that...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you know the sex of the baby?
I don't know anyone right now that's pregnant. Mm-hmm. I know I have a daughter, and she's 7, but I don't know anyone that may be...
Now, did your mom pass away before your daughter was born?
No, right at the first... She was turning... My daughter was turning 1. My daughter turned 1 at least, I don't know, 2 or 3 days after my mother passed. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of busy planning a funeral, and I didn't get to plan a birthday for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But she exited, you know, this life right after her birthday, right before my daughter's.
There's a chance that you could see mannerisms of your mom being played through your daughter, if that hasn't already started. Is that happening?
Yeah. They were born around the same time, and she looks like her. And
it could be that she is your mom with a better attitude on life.
Yeah, my daughter is. I always say she's such the opposite of me and how I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, how I started out as a child, you know, sweet eyes, you know, looking at the world through,
mm-hmm.
you know, sweet eyes. And she's just so, such a, just comes like, there's this love that comes from her.
Sure. And, she will be your champion, and that she will have a place for you to stay in your older years. So be nice to her.
Okay.
And be as good as you can be now.
I always felt like she's like a caretaker to me now, and I always mm-hmm. felt like she would be. So I felt like, you know, I had a talk with God or whatever when I asked God to please, you know, let me experience having a child, and didn't know at the time that I was pregnant at that time. And mm-hmm. later found out or whatever. So when you know, with my daughter, it's more than just a child to me. She's my love.
Right.
So.
I think that you can resolve a lot of things that you have with your mom by socializing with your daughter. It will get worked out that way. The Bible says that a child is not responsible for their sins up until around the age of 4 or 5. And the reason why that is because there's not a complete soul commitment to the body at that time. But once 5 years old comes in, then the soul that had been sort of associated with the bones and the flesh of that body become fused with the bones and the flesh of that body, and that their life and the things that they experience continue on afterwards. So it's very likely that your child is part of the soul that belonged to your mom. We always have a foot in heaven when we're here in bones and body, just so we can stay connected, and that we sleep and we dream to be reminded of what death is like, and that dreams are eternal, and that the people that we can meet there, the number of people that we can meet there, is infinite.
Mm.
So
My aunt, which is my mother's sister, she called me the other day and she said, which was quite funny because I guess she thought I was laughing at her, but, you know, she said, me and your mother just put up our Christmas tree. We just put up our Christmas tree together. And she said she could, quite lately here, it's been, it gets tough around holidays, but around this time of the year, she says, my mom, she can hear my mom clearer. And my mom was telling her, you know, come on, get up. Let's put up our Christmas tree. She even told her the colors to put on the Christmas tree. She said, while I was putting up mine, she was putting up hers. And I just kind of laughed it off, but, you know, it's like, to me, that's amazing that my aunt has that type of connection to the spiritual world with my mom.
Well, it's likely that you do too, but you got your headphones on backwards. You're listening to the wrong side of it or something. That happens for people. There are people who are psychic out there but aren't listening to the connection in the right way. It's like looking through a telescope through the wrong end. So it's going to be a great holiday for you. And let this person who's the talented, gifted person to cultivate and to bloom as they choose to bloom in your life. And you will like what you see. You will like the outcome. And come Valentine's Day, it will be the best Valentine's Day that you've known for some time.
Wow, that makes me blush. That makes me happy.
Good. All right, Sheena, so let me let you go, darling, and let's talk next Monday and just see what's going on.
Okay.
All righty? Hang in there. Okay, area code 484, are you out there? What's going on?
Hi, yes, I'm out here. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help you?
And
what's your name?
My name is Antonetta.
Okay.
And I would like to know where you see things going with me and a man named Dan.
Okay. Dan the man. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, now do you guys... Okay, first off, I've drawn the introspection card associated with the time 740, and that's facing you, and the guilt card associated with the time 247, and that's facing you also.
Okay.
So, do you guys hike? Do you go for long walks? Do you walk the dog? Do you belong to a dog walkers group or something like that?
No.
Okay. The introspection card talks about someone who went on this sort of like unexpected long walk. Could be that the car broke down and then you had to walk back to the service station or something, or that whatever, you end up just getting stranded and you have to walk somewhere, but you discover something, and that's what the introspection card talks about. It talks about discovering some quality about yourself that you would not have been able to see had you not gone through the ordeal that you had gone through or have gone through.
Do you feel that that's him? Because here's the deal. He's been in and out of my life the last 6 months, and he just recently started coming over and seeing me in the last couple of days. So could it be that he realized, I want to be with Antonetta. I want to build a relationship. I want to work things out. Is that what you're picking up?
Okay, how this would work with what you're saying is that it's how you see yourself working with this Dan.
Okay.
And how you see yourself in a unique way.
Okay, yeah, and I have changed things about the things that I was doing too, because I was poisoning the relationship in the past. So I am doing new things and getting rid of the old habit and the old negativity, and I'm not doing that no more.
That fits with the introspection. It's how you're looking at a different reflection of yourself.
Okay, so then that's me, okay?
And then the guilt from the past Long past.
Is that me or him?
It's you.
Okay, yes, I do have a lot of guilt, and I want to make things better for me and him.
Now, there was a father figure in your life around your teens, late, I would say like 13, 14, 15, when you were in your rebellious mode, and that they sort of failed you in some way, and that you sort of feel responsible, or that you were not this or you were not that. You felt like, or you're being told that you should be better than what you are. You know, you're.
Oh, yeah, that would be my biological father. He is a severe alcoholic, and that my whole childhood was very negative from him.
Mm-hmm. Lord. The thing is.
My concern is today, right at the moment, is things for me and Dan going to work out? Like, is he going to continue to see me? Is things going to continue to grow? Is this going to go into, like, an engagement, him moving in or us getting a place together? Do you feel like this is going to go down that path?
If you be a good girl.
Okay.
Then there's a chance that if you work really hard, and I hate to say this, just like, you know, like, don't, like, try to be as quiet as you can.
Right,
okay.
And that's what I'm doing. Hitting,
okay.
You're hitting.
Hold on. What's going to happen is that he's going to become very successful financially, if he isn't already, and
He just got a brand new job, and he is now the manager of a whole new store. So that's already happening.
Okay. What this speaks of is that he's going to do very well, and whether it's a client that he connects with or something, that he could end up starting to buy property or buying franchises or something and become very wealthy.
Okay.
He has a fantastic future, but you have to be as good as you can be, you know.
Right.
You know, like, don't fly off of the handle.
Right, I know. Yeah, and that's what I was doing before. Mm. Yeah. So by him coming mm-hmm. over on Saturday night and willing to see me and spend a couple hours with me, are we back together? I mean, is this?
It's a test.
What you're,
it's a test. He wants to make sure that the ice won't break.
But he took the chance to see me again, even
yes.
though I screwed up 15
yes.
other times, to be honest.
He sees something genuine in you.
Okay.
That he feels is going to get better.
Okay.
Now I'm looking at your name, and to me, it translates into atonement.
Okay.
Do you know what atonement is?
No.
Okay, it's like atoning. It is being evaluated for your actions.
Okay.
Atonement talks about being evaluated for your actions. You have to atone for your actions, and because you have Antoinetta, this is someone who works at the process of atonement. So go back and listen to this show in archive and then try to Google the definition for atonement and atoning and that kind of stuff. You'll see what it is that I'm talking about. But because you're connecting with me and that the way that I have my connections with the divine connection, whether it's heaven, Mecca, you know, Valhalla, Summerland, whatever, they have hopes for what's going on in your life. And that they want you, not that I'm all that, to take a grain of salt and listen to what I'm telling you and try to be better at what you do. Because there is hope. And the way you guys live together and then the outcome of how you influence the lives of the people around you will have impact on the planet and into the angelic spaces as well.
Okay.
So try to be as good as you can be.
Okay, so you see things working out for me and Dan.
So long as you try to be as good as you can be, this is you have your work cut out for you.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Thanks for calling,
Thank
Antoinette.
You. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye
bye. Bye.
Okay, area code 952. Are you there?
Hello, Kevin. Hi, my name is Christine.
Hello, Christine. How are you?
Great. I love your style. I think you're hysterical.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Could you just touch on what you think is hysterical?
Oh, I just crack up some of your little comments. Just real dry, just funny.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
sure.
I just like
Thank
the style.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've listened to the whole show, so anyway, kind of just cracking up. I would like to just get a general reading, if you don't mind. I
sure,
love your
absolutely.
Card, too.
Thank you. All right. The first card that's up, and I've not seen this one in a while, and lucky you, it gets to be drawn for you, is the Lens, L-E-N-S card, and it's associated with the time 7:30. And it shows, and it's in reverse, which is a good thing. I'll take a swig of water here. It's facing away from you. And it shows an image of someone who's holding their back as if they've got lower back pain. And they're looking at an IV bag where the end has been cut off of it and that there's a drip falling from it. It's almost like the patient that was connected to it has disappeared and all that's left is the pole and the IV that's hanging there. It's like someone just got up and left. You know, some people just get fed up with the medical system and then they just walk out of the hospital and say, screw
yeah.
you all. I'm not taking this crap anymore. You don't know what you're doing. And it's facing away from you. So this talks about someone who is sort of like in a medical situation that they're sort of fed up with. And I titled this card Lens, L-E-N-S, for a reason. And that is that sometimes when we have ailments, like when you have the flu, you see life differently. When you have cancer, you see life differently. When you have a kidney or appendicitis or that you know, end up getting your leg impaled upon some rebar or something because you're one of those building constructor kind of people and that you took the wrong step and ended up falling three or four flights instead of dying, you end up just being impaled by your leg on with a rebar or something, it helps you get a different perspective of life, and that's why I've titled it The Lens. And the people who are visiting the people who are sick, they're waiting in the waiting room, and their friend is either in the ER or in the intensive care or in the, you know, patient room or something like that, everybody's looking around at a different aspect of life than they were or are accustomed to. And this card facing away from you is talking about a medical situation that you're going to be connected to. Friend, family member, something, colleague that has and will shape the way that you see life. It's not talking about how you're going to get an illness and that you're going to end up, you know, with cancer and then not being on this planet in 6 months. It's more of one to where you're just looking at life through an aspect that has to do with health. Now, the second card is facing you, and it's the obstacles card. And it's associated with the time 7:51. This image shows someone who's trying to open up some kind of container that has a key, or the image of a key on the inside of it, and the moon is about to set, so the last light that can help them crack the challenge that is before them is setting on the horizon. It's not sunlight, it's moonlight, and moonlight, as we know, is fleeting and not very well, and it casts shadows sometimes. So this person is working like, you know, maggot on a hot plate, trying to get to a better situation and resolve the issues that are happening before them. So, what I see is that what's going to be coming up for you right now you have a problem that you're trying to resolve in your life. What's going to happen is that someone's going to announce that they're having a medical problem, and it could be someone who just, you know, fell and went into a coma or something like that, and that you sort of know them, you're not really strongly connected to them, but then they're like, oh no, did you hear about Michael? He fell, and then he went into a coma, and then he's in the hospital, and that we give him flowers and that kind of stuff. I would say go and see this person because it got mentioned to you. Just go and see them and, you know, greet the family in the waiting room and how's everybody, and there's the hugs and there's some tears and that kind of stuff that's happening. Even though you don't have a strong connection with them, what's going to happen is that you sort of walk through a gateway or a veil, like an angelic veil or something, of appreciation, and that you go and that you just try to do a good turn. You know, the Boy Scouts talk about doing a good turn daily kind of thing. This is a good turn that you'll be invited to go and exercise yourself with. Once that takes place, some of the challenges that are happening for you in your life will resolve themselves, or they will evaporate or go away.
Interesting.
So, yes.
Well, first of all, I just would like to thank you. How fascinating. First of all, I'm in totally into natural health. Hospitals don't like them, so it would be quite an effort for me to go visit someone,
sure.
I imagine. I think that Western stuff is pretty antiquated, but I will certainly keep it in mind. And thank you. That just is so interesting. I like the Boy Scouts, and I think doing a good turn every day is a good idea.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So,
but that's being an ally for you. And I read for like the next 90 seconds, like it could happen tomorrow, or like the next 90 days.
Nice to know. Well, I will definitely keep my antenna up, if you will,
and keep
this all in mind, and I sure appreciate it, and I'll keep you posted. I just found you today, Kevin, and I'm very excited to listen to you more often.
Okay. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, and we're looking at area code 317. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. This is Jamie.
How are you? Jamie?
Ted Howard. Yes, Jamie.
Yep. What's going on?
Well, I kind of wanted to find out what is going on with my job. Am I going to stay
there? Sure. Interesting. Now, straight away for your notes, I'm looking at the Coast card, COAST, and it's associated with the time 11 o'clock. And I'm looking at the Tomorrow card, associated with the time 4:08. Now, the Coast card is facing away from you, and the Tomorrow card is facing us, you, in this reading as well. Now, do you have a vacation planned?
I do not.
Over the holidays?
No.
Well, I can tell you, because the Coast card is facing away from us here in this reading, it looks like something's going to come in the last minute, and that someone's going to invite you somewhere to go with them.
Okay.
And it will be a surprise.
Ooh. Okay.
Are you
no
able to go on vacations?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I haven't. I'm still new at this place, so, I mean, I'm not. But, yeah. I'm sure.
And what's funny is, the next card, do you remember what the next card is that I drew?
What? You had the question tomorrow.
The Tomorrow card.
You drew it again?
No. It's, I'm looking at these two cards right here. It's the Coast and Tomorrow.
Okay.
And the Tomorrow card means what it says.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. 4:08. Are you able to go to my website and look at the images?
Oh, yeah.
You can do it later.
I have it up. Yeah,
so 4:08. And if you look, you see three guys there with boxes. Uh-huh. And that they're my UPS guys. They're basically bringing things that will transition your tomorrows with.
Okay.
So it looks like you got a holiday planned. I don't know if you're European. They look at vacations as holidays, that kind of stuff. This looks like it's going to be a great holiday season for you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm kind of shocked because I'm not a big holiday person. I'm like, huh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that you'll be taking a ride in a unique vehicle.
Unique vehicle? Is it like
yes.
a limo?
No, it looks like it would be like in the, you know, it looks like it would be like, you know, like some of the small towns, they escort Santa or they drive Santa around on the fire trucks.
Okay.
Do you know about that?
Yeah, I think so, but it's been a really long time since I've seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you're due.
I'm due.
Yes.
Okay.
But this is, like, it's going to be a cliche, basically, that
okay.
you need to live the cliche to the fullest possible point. Because
okay.
it will reinforce your soul. It will invigorate your soul. It will revitalize your soul. It will help you get grounded.
Okay.
And it could be that you could be riding the fire truck, you know, helping Santa as a helper or something, or that you could find yourself riding in one of those little Mini Coopers in the back seat. Have you ever ridden in one of those?
I don't think so, no. Oh, wait
yeah.
a minute. Yes, I have. Yeah, my brother-in-law had one, yeah.
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 So I see that as being outlined for you. Riding in a Mini Cooper is very jarring. You know, it's like being in one of those jewelry sonic cleaners. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's
yeah.
you turn it on and you put your rings in there and you come out an hour later and they're all clean. That's
uh-huh.
how I look at a Mini Cooper, as like a sonic cleaner.
You think it cleans you?
It does, just because it jars all your bones and everything. It's, you know,
yeah.
it's. I'm a big person. At the time that I rode in it, I weighed 330 pounds. I weigh 270 now, but at the time, I weighed a lot more, and I know that I bent the frame or the axle or something just because it was not designed for someone of my size. And I agonized because I had to rent a car, and that's all I had. Was a Mini Cooper. I'm like, really? Come on. Look at me.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. So I had to go with it because that's what fate lined up
They're
for me.
They're fast, though. They're fast little boogers. They're cute little cars.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
But don't get caught in high wind in them.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, because you got to have those extra wings out there just so you can land again, you know, to get back on the ground. They're not one, like, you want them to be low to the ground and, you know, like, you would not want to be, you know, in a hurricane with one, because you would definitely be screaming for Auntie M, because it would pick you up and toss you around everywhere.
Auntie M!
Yes.
Auntie M! Okay. Okay, so I'm supposed to have a trip.
Yes.
I'm going to find out tomorrow.
It could be tomorrow, or like in the next day or two. I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out. That's the way it's gone for me in my career.
Wow.
It could be within the hour that you hear about it. It's like, oh, did you hear? I just got a new Mini Cooper. You want to go for a road trip? Sure.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah. I will look for that. Definitely.
All right,
okay.
Jamie. If you don't
Thank
have anything
you so
else.
Much for
and call
so,
in next week if you want to. I'll be here next Monday.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Kevin. Have
yep.
a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Area code 605. Are you there? What's going on?
Yes, I am. Kevin, this is Shirley. I was just wondering if you could give me a general reading.
Sure. All right. All right, I'm looking at the Deja Vu card, and it's associated with the time 716.
Okay.
Are you at my website to where you can scroll around and see the images?
Okay.
Yeah, and it shows someone who is laying in bed dreaming about something they'd like to see, and then in the next moment, boom, it's happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this card is facing away from you in the reading that we're in right now.
Okay.
And that means that you're going to be a part of someone else's life who's experiencing a very successful situation and that they want your help to help them continue it.
Okay.
So someone is very successful, or someone that you know is going to hit some kind of very successful moment, and that they're going to want your opinion on how they should continue, or that they want you to go on a road trip with them or something, because that seems to be the theme right now. But it's definitely someone's going to, you know, just be in a great moment or situation, and that they want you to go with them. It could be that they just inherited a house or something, and that they need to go down and check it out. It could be in, like, the Louisiana area, like Baton Rouge or something, and that they don't want to go by themselves. And then the next card that goes with that is the Puzzles card, P-U-Z-Z-L-E-S, associated with the time 1019. And this is in reverse also. And it shows someone who is thinking about this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that. And the whole room is filled with these thought bubbles of this is and that's kind of thing. And that they can't settle on anything.
Okay.
And you would help them get grounded, stay grounded, or something that would help them feel better. And then it will start with a conversation at a Sonic or a Shoney's. I don't know if you have those around where you are, but there's something that's going to happen to where it's like, hey, I'm going to Sonic. Do you want a burger or something that's from there? It's something that's associated with a Sonic or a Shoney's or a fast food place that has an S at the beginning. That has an S at the beginning of the name. But I get, straight away, I got Sonic. So it could be something that has to do with, like, those people who roll around on the skate, on the roller skates, and that they, you know, they wear the hostess waitress kind of outfits, and that they bring your burger out to you with the root beers and that kind of thing.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know about A&W root beer?
Yes.
Do you have that as a connection to your childhood?
Well, yeah, I guess I've been there.
There is somebody in your past that has that as a very meaningful experience that is no longer with us, basically.
My cousin?
Did they pass away?
Yes.
And that they used to go and have root beer with you?
I think she used to work there at some place like that.
And when did she pass?
I'm going to say about 7-8 years ago.
Are we on an anniversary for that?
Yeah.
Or her birthday or something?
No, that's in August.
Okay. What's going on for you that's very traumatic right now? You don't have to tell me. Just say, I've got something very crazy happening right now, and I feel very stressed or something. It could be that she wants to be a part of your life right now while you're going through that process, and that she's making herself known by the things that are associated in memory that can connect you, that's related to the sonic feel to this.
Okay.
So she's acting as a spirit guide for you.
Okay.
And that she's going to leave money for you.
Okay.
So it can be dollars that are rolling around, caught in a little dust devil on the side of the road or in a parking lot or something. And it's like, hey, look at that dollar rolling around in a circle or something. Or it could be a dime on the ground or a penny or something. Or that you just start finding nickels everywhere.
Okay. Hmm.
This is them saying, I'm trying to help you the best that I can.
Okay.
You have to take every loose coin that you find and hold
take
it
every
as
loose
sacred.
Coin I find.
And hold it as sacred. Yes.
Okay.
because this is them trying to help you. So you can look at them as like little energy pills.
Uh-huh.
That if you get enough of them, they could end up changing your life.
Okay.
But they, so like you can say her name and say, I remember you and remember when we used to do that. Just do that right now real quick. Just say, hi, Marcia, I remember you, and, you know, say her name and then mention a memory. Do that now if you have a minute.
Okay, I will.
Can you do that now, Shirley?
You mean you want me to do it right here? Hi, Alice.
Yes.
I remember you. Yes. Okay.
And I loved to do yada yada. What was it that you loved to do with her? Or that you...
I just loved being with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that's what I see for you. So retain what I've talked about the things like the deja vu thing and about how someone feels puzzled about something, but also there's a phonic connection to it as well. These are the things that are being outlined for you over the next month to like 2 or 3 weeks that will help you transition to realizing new things about your life.
Okay, the one that's going to have that coming into his life, is that the guy I'm with?
Potentially. I would say yes to that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, are they having a vision problem? Like, have they had to get new glasses or a new prescription or something?
There's a possibility.
Yeah. Well,
you see that?
The person who has to get new glasses or that they don't pass their driver's test because the glasses are old is the person that I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Shirley.
Okay, Kevin.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, area code 814. Are you there?
Hello, this is Amy.
Hi, 814.
Hi.
Amy, how are you?
Good.
How can I help you?
I'm calling to see if you see a change in job for me.
Okay. Always a good question. Let's have a look here. I do. And I'm looking at the networking card, NETWORKING, and it's associated with the time 7:59. And the networking card in the image, it shows someone who's trying to make a connection, who's trying to make this network work. And that the cables are vibrating and they're vibrating and there's all this kind of energy and everything. This new job that's going to be coming up for you is related to someone that you know who has heard about an opportunity within her organization and that she feels that you would be a good fit for that. Now, you're going to be invited to go on an interview, and what's crazy is that I'm being told that you should wear a penny in your shoe.
A penny in my shoe.
Yes. Or that you will find a penny in your shoe, or something like that. Either wear a penny in your shoe, or that you're going to see someone who's wearing penny loafers and that they got the pennies that are, you know, inserted in those slots. I don't know if you know about that or not.
Well, I put in for a job, okay, and I did have people put in for me. It's actually in the school district that I live, and it's for a business manager, and I got turned down the first time, and I think what happened was the person that they offered it to was offered another job with another school district, and for more money, and she was a CPA, which I don't have a CPA, but I have my degree. And they offered her a considerable more amount of money, and she took the job. And so they reposted the job, and I just happened to see it by...
Good.
You know, but I had all these people talk for me, and everybody, you know, the ones that did, my husband's cousin's husband works at the school and put in a word for me, and he had said my resume stood out among everybody else's, so I thought that was a good thing. But then I was sick when I went for the interview, and I thought, even though I was still pretty sick, I thought I still did pretty well considering I was really sick and went for the interview. And then I was shocked when I got the letter that I didn't get the job. And then when I seen...
Well, it wasn't supposed to happen at that time. But it's likely that it's meant to happen now.
Okay, because the people, if they just are going... The ones, if they're just going to pick a CPA, are just going to be in it for the money. But if they pick somebody that lives in the school district, my kids go to the school district, they're going to... care about the school district and are vested for the people of the community. And I don't know that they're getting that. And the ones that were on the school board that interviewed me weren't the ones that I expected to do the interviewing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're going to change it up. I expected there to be two women on the school board to be in the interview, and they weren't. So I was really disappointed that they weren't. And I thought if they were on the school board, I think they would have pushed for me more. Even though one of them I know kind of, and the other one probably knew of the name of, you know, knew of our last name in the community from my in-laws and that. So I was a little bit, so I don't know if they're going to change it up this time around or have the same school board members. But I did let the superintendent know, his secretary, that I am still interested in it. And she told me I didn't have to resubmit all my resume.
How close are you to her?
The secretary, I don't know at all, but she remembered my name very well when I called in. And I think, you know, my cousin's, you know, the cousin was the one that spoke to her a lot.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you bake?
No,
do you bake, Amy?
He does.
Who?
The one, he is the director of the cafeteria, like all the cafeteria, the...
Okay, and this is the
job
that you want?
I could put it.
This is the job you want?
The one that did the speaking for me was the director of dietary. The job that I was putting in for was business manager.
For the dietary section?
Yeah, the one that did the that put the good word in for me.
You need to take an apple pie to one of those people. Amy? Are you there?
Yeah, I don't know how that...
Why? Amy?
I don't know how that could get...
Trust me. Get an apple... Like, can you make an apple pie?
I'm not a baker. I'm not a...
Then have somebody make one for you.
I don't know how to...
You want this job. You want this job. You need to take an apple pie... to one of those people. You have to trust what I'm saying. And just say, hi, I brought this here. I just, you know, I want to say, I brought this to say thank you for the interview opportunity. It's not that you made the apple pie. It's the thing that you're doing. It's the principle of what you're doing. It's a food thing. You're communicating with food. They communicate with food. Food, food, food. Find a way, because you want to break through this prison that you're in that's restricting you from being able to realize the things that you want to realize. Get out there, get to the grocery store, get to the bakery, whatever. Pick yourself up an apple pie and go and give it to one of the people that are there. And now you can say, I bought this, or I got this at yada yada store or restaurant or bakery or whatever, just as a thank you for, you know, the interview opportunity or something. But what you're doing is that you are creating an experience that they will remember. You're helping yourself stand out about beyond the crowd of people who have interviewed after and before you. It's how you are sticking out. Trust that. You want the job, take the apple pie to one of the people who have the power to hire you. Don't worry about process or politics. And don't explain yourself. You want to make a difference, I'm helping you do that. Are you making notes? Are you quiet? What's going on?
I don't know if it will.
What do you have to lose? Anything?
Well, they're kind of a rigid group of people.
That's because it's something you've experienced or something you're guessing at? Yes or no on that? I'm helping you. Take power over your life. And the people who are locking you into not realizing the things you want to see. When someone gives you an apple pie tomorrow, that's a clue from heaven that you are supposed to give it to these people to show them that you want to be a part of their world. It could be even later on tonight that someone says, hey, I got a spare apple pie. That's heaven working with you to help you realize the things that you want to see, because they want to see the outcomes that will follow after you get connected with that place. You could have talked to any other psychic tonight, but you're talking to me, and this is the guidance I have for you. And that you can go back and listen to this in archive. It's about 2 hours long, but we're coming up on the last 7 minutes of the time here. It can help you. It can make a difference in your life and get you out of the situation that you're in. I promise. I've seen it again and again. It's what I do. So much to think about. But music can help you also. Do you play an instrument or something, like the piano or violin or something? Amy? All right, I think we've lost Amy, or that her signal has dropped. I'll let her try again here in a little bit. I'm going to pick up on area code 937. Are you there?
Hi. Yeah, thanks.
Yep.
I would like to know what you see for me for love, if there's anything coming up.
Sure. 937 is your area code. And what is your name?
Sandy.
Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, an infamous name at this time, that's for sure.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's see what's going on here. Hmm.
Ooh.
Now, what was it that you were wanting to know about?
If you see a love coming my way, anytime soon.
Okay, right. What I'm looking at is the obsessions card, and it's associated with this time. Yeah, I know. 718. And the gliding card, G-L-I-D-I-N-G, associated with the time 111.
Okay.
Now, when the obsessions card shows up, and both of these cards are facing you, when the obsession card shows up, it talks about how we want sort of like our cake and eat it too. Now, in this image, I'm not sure if you're at my website to where you can look at 718. It shows someone who's has their hands full, trying to carry everything, and that they're looking at some of the things that are on the ground that they'd like to carry also, but they cannot. Overhead are a bunch of clouds, and just like, and this isn't working for me right now, and why isn't it working, and it has to be working, I'm going to wait until it does work, kind of thing.
Okay.
I see with the obsessions card as a message for you is one to where there's something that you are pressed to see happen. It's almost like you are an actor who is born to a role that has yet to be penned or defined or outlined or something like that. It's like you are looking for that play that you were born to play, that role that you were born to play or something. So what is it like, let me ask you about your last relationship, and that we have some time here. We got about like 3 minutes left. What was the segue from being in the relationship to not being in it? What was going on with that? Without giving a lot of detail, did you end it? Did they end it? What happened?
It was a mutual thing.
Okay.
He liked the beer can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I see the obsessions card as being like an outline for your new relationship that's going to be coming up, and that you are going to see some things that look familiar, but they will not be carbon copies of the things that you've known from your past.
Oh, okay.
But it will seem familiar, and that you will want to instantly judge. That's where the obsessions card comes in.
Okay.
And then with the gliding card, as I look at that, I'm being shown images of bobwhite quail. Are you familiar with them?
No, I'm not.
Okay. There's one. There's the one call that they have that it's like, it's like
okay.
A quail. Kind of, I don't know if you've ever heard that or not. Like,
yes,
it,
I have.
Okay. Do you do any bird watching?
The hummingbirds, that's about it. That's what
okay. Now, there is an Archie that's about to come into your life. Archibald, Archie, something. And they are one of those ornithological people. They're a bird watcher. They're an Audubon person, someone
okay.
who's a bird watcher.
Yes.
That they maybe are a sculptor, that they are a wood carver, and that they carve likenesses of birds or something like that. This is coming up for you, and that this is a connection for you for something that could be with you for the rest of your life. That this person is an image and an experience that is a world all their own, and that you would be stepping into it and that this would be a world that you would be stepping into, and that there's no way that you can look on past experiences to help you guide you in this new world.
Oh, wow. That would be fantastic.
Yes. So when you get an invite to meet someone who's a bird watcher, go.
Go. Okay.
And we're running out of time here. We're about to run short. We got like 10 seconds or something left. But
okay.
That's what I see as the guidance for you. And you can go back and listen to the show and archive.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you so much.
But that's what I see for you, Sandy. Thanks for listening. And we'll, if you want to, you can call back in and we can follow up next Monday.
Okay. Thank you. Well, you have
all
a
right.
great day.
You too. And we'll talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.